Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should use two-factor authentication for WordPress, episode 191. So, Tim, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why should you use two-factor authentication for WordPress? You want to get us kicked off?
Yes. I was hoping you'd ask that. Yeah. So, two-factor authentication is essentially when you need something additional to log in. So a typical login is you need your username, and then the password is the authentication. And so two-factor is you need the username and password, but then you need something additional. Typically what it is it's a little, 4 to 6 digit code that they send you via text message. And so the additional authentication is through your cell phone. And so if you've, logged into something like Stripe or
PayPal.
Yeah, exactly. They might say, hey, you need to authenticate. And so sometimes they do it randomly for their own security measures, and then you can turn it on. And so they'll send you that little code, you'll type it in, and boom, you're logged in.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why you're going to want to use two-factor authentication and why you may consider using it is usernames and passwords can be stolen. Obviously, you've heard of, if you've watched the news at all, in the last week or so, last couple of weeks, Facebook had their big data breach and stuff, or so they're saying. It's neither confirmed nor denied, but it seems like a lot of user data was compromised with Facebook and stuff. So that's one of the reasons that will help protect your information if you have two-factor authentication implemented.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, too, a lot of times when there's a data breach and username and passwords are stolen, people use the same password for a lot of sites, which that's another whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
Use something like LastPass or iCloud passwords, so it randomly generates passwords that are different every time. But a lot of people don't do that, and so their password will get stolen, and then now the thieves have their password to everything, including their WordPress website. The next reason why you should use two-factor authentication with WordPress is websites can have brute force attacks. And this happened, I think it was around 2013. It was really big in the WordPress space where there was a lot of attacks that were happening. And basically what a brute force attack is when a bunch of websites or servers are kind of band together and are attacking different websites. They're essentially bots. And so they'll attack websites and will try to log in, and they'll do like hundreds of attempts a second to try to guess the username and password combination to a site. And, enough tries, eventually they can get it. And so, there's other things you can do to protect against brute force attacks. But if they need additional authentication, like we talked about the two-factor authentication, well, that's going to stop them in their tracks because they won't even get to attempt to do it until they have that code. And so that definitely helps against that.
And another reason why you want to consider it is because, if you're like me, I just turned 50 in January. I suffer from CRS, which stands for I can't remember shit. And excuse my language, but that's just the reality. So I may be logged into a public computer, and I may log into my email and forget to log out. And somebody just has a password sniffer or something set up on a public computer where it allows them to gain my information and stuff. So if I have a two-factor authentication set up, they can have my password, and it does them no good whatsoever because they're going to have the cell phone that's in my hand also to log into that account because of the two-factor authentication and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And, there are WordPress plugins out there. There's additional tools as well. And we're going to actually do a separate episode where we recommend our favorites. But if you want to get started on that, you can just search for two-factor authentication and the WordPress repo, and you can find it. Yeah, one feature that I don't know if I've quite found yet is the ability to do it by IP address. And so having it only make you put in that authentication if it's a new IP address. That way you don't have to do it every time you log into your site. I don't know if that exists yet, but if it does, I'm going to find it.
And if it doesn't, we just gave you a great product idea.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're a developer and stuff. Well, thanks for joining in this episode. We hope it's been beneficial and helpful. Why don't you join us tomorrow where we talk about how to monetize your knowledge and experience. That's something that a lot of business owners struggle with. You know, for example, people are asking me for advice all the time. You know, hey, how would you do this? How would you do this? Can I get 5 minutes of your time? You know, so tomorrow we're going to talk to you about how to make that worth your while if you choose to go that route and stuff. So don't miss tomorrow's episode, episode 192. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.